Blog Talk Radio.
I know what you can do. Let us lay some funk on you.
Funk on me?
Funk on you.
Music for the young and old. Music good to your ear hole.
I know what you can do.
Everyone, welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Dan Fournette, and tonight, Brother Eddie and I, well, Brother Eddie, we're going to be discussing an introduction to metaphysics to our children and youth. And Brother Eddie, are you with me?
Yes, I am. Sister Antoinette, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear.
That's great. Great. How are you doing, and how's the family?
Oh, everyone's well, thank you, and how are you and yours?
I'm doing okay, dealing with this crazy weather here in Chicago, but I'm quite sure everybody's dealing with this kooky weather in their places of locations all around this world right now. But before we get started, let me again thank the family and listening audience for their time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you share with us and we share with you. And to the ancestors, Ashe, the elders, Namaste, and the family and listening audience, much love, honor, and respect. Thank us all. So, yes, let's get this class started. Do you want to start with any current events?
Well, yes, I have several. The first one I'm going to start with is they're saying that the food processing, that it was a fire. And they have food processing plants burning across the U.S., threatening meat supplies. And so it says there's been an outbreak of fires and food processing faculties across the nation in the last 6 months as food prices soar and supply chains are stressed to their limits. The fires began showing up regularly in the news after a fire closed a Tyson Food meat processing plant in Kansas. The location was a primary beef processing location for the company and the U.S. supply chain, providing about 6% of U.S. beef. After the fire, analysts began speculating that the impact could drive up market prices for meat nationwide. Dan Nordstrom, N-O-R-C-I-N-I, part of the beef and poultry trading markets, said the cattle market would likely respond negatively to the news of the fire. So anyway, just going on, you know, it has 6 days later in August of 21, meat processing facility burned near Atlanta. The media took notice because the family-owned business is beloved to the community. And, you know, and it goes on and on, you know, about different fires that have been breaking out across the country for meat. Oh, wow. See, I closed this. Hope y'all are still with me. Brother Eddie?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I accidentally closed the window. What happens, I don't have my glasses on. I know better. Okay, so that was from, oh, boy. From American Faith. AmericanFaith.com is where that article is located.
Okay. Are you finished? Can I give my rebuttal?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Yes, please.
Basically, to start off with me, it's attacking the numbers, but it's something we've been talking about, I say, on this show for in these classes for at least the last 5 years, and five is the predominant number of having five on it. So we're talking about food. Food is 14, the five. We're talking about cow or meat. Meat is 14, which is five. But to get even deeper, it's these individuals that are in control. They're making sure that we're living Bible prophecy. We're in now what's called the third horseman of the apocalypse, the third seal. And in this time of the third horseman, says that it's a time of famine. So, and the time of disease and pestilence. So they're creating this food shortage. They're creating the disease. Disease is five. Coronavirus is five. Vaccine is five. Death is five. I can go on, but again, this is all a setup, but they're making sure that everything basically plays out and they have a big hand in what's going on. We've been talking about this virus. We talk about the gas shortage, gas being 14 and going up each and every year. Food, same thing, gun is 14. So all of this is playing out along with this war that we're seeing. Because, again, it's playing on a physical part that we're looking at. But, again, we understand it's a spiritual war that they're really after, our spiritual essence. But, again, yes, it's playing out. And they're behind it. And we can see, again.
Yes.
You're telling me you sent me that that link and started to think, I don't look at television that much. Y'all know what I do when I do is cartoons. But when I do happen to glance at the news, I haven't seen anything within the last 3 to 4 months with them talking about fires happening in these different facilities that deals with our food supply. You know,
yeah,
so again, us talking about it and it's being out there on social media and different sites is, again, the seed that's being planted for people to prepare, because we're always talking about preparing ourselves in preparation for whatever might take place. And again, these little things, we're basically alarming our people who don't know, because again, I didn't know these particular things that I got to the point where they're saying facility after facility after facility keeps coming up being burned.
Yeah.
That's that right there in and of itself is suspect, you know. Something's happening. And why isn't it being publicized like COVID? You know, like now it's an overabundance of commercials dealing with what? Politics and the elections coming up.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So, again, we're bombarded with programs for certain issues for their needs, not ours. And we end up gravitating towards them, falling into it by participating with it. And again, nonviolent non-participation. But since we did mention politics right quick, I'm putting a call out to the family. If anybody that has Facebook, I don't do no social media, I don't even have a computer, can find out how I can get the number for Willie Wilson here in Chicago, who's running for mayor again for the third or fourth time. You know, but I have faith in this brother more than anybody who's been in politics, because when we say walk the walk, you talk. And this man is a multi-millionaire. Prisker is a multi-billionaire. But this man, for years, Willie Wilson, has been putting his money where his mouth is to help people when this city, Chicago, would not help her people. You know, I ain't seen no other preacher, because he is from the religious background, come up and put their money up to buy gas for people, to feed people, the different things that he's been doing. You know, so. Again, long story short, I have a way that I could help this brother. I'm just trying to get in contact with him. So if it is, at least we have a voice that's basically in line with us. Ain't nobody paying him off. I haven't seen anything about George Soros, anybody back. He's got his own money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he's the closest thing that I would say coming from us, that's working for us. So with that being said, you can go ahead to the next turn event. And thank you, family.
Okay, I have Facebook, and I will look him up.
Okay.
Also, now, speaking of the pandemic, plandemic, Fauci says the U.S. is out of the pandemic phase. And the U.S. is no longer in the grip of the COVID-19 pandemic, despite the coronavirus continuing global threat, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci, chief medical advisor to President Biden. But Fauci also warns that people should still be mindful of the disease. We're certainly right now in this country out of the pandemic phase, Fauci said in an interview with PBS NewsHour. Namely, we don't have 900,000 new infections a day and tens and tens and tens of thousands of hospitalizations and thousands of deaths. We are at a excuse me. Told you I should have had my glasses here. We're at a low level right now. So if you're saying, are we out of the pandemic phase in this country? We are, he said. But in an interview with the Associated Press on Wednesday, Fauci said, the pandemic isn't over. We are in a different moment of the pandemic. He said, and after a brutal winter surge, Fauci added, we now decelerated and transitioned into more of a controlled phase. But by no means does that mean the pandemic is over. And he gives his reasons why. But that is on NPR.org, if y'all want to read the rest of the article. Okay, Brother Eddie, I'm complete.
Okay, well, that's, again, haven't heard this little quack, and it doesn't matter. I thought the last time the family was talking about him, Fauci was in hiding, so for him to come out of hiding and say one thing, and he's contradicting himself on another side. Why are we or anybody even listening to this nut? You know, because again, the fluctuation of up and down numbers that I started watching when this first began, and it never added up from report to report, from station to station, from media to media. So him telling anybody it's over or it's not over, we're in a new mix of what, it's more propaganda on those who I feel so sorry for that are still programmed, that are still wearing these masks, even when our state and other states have banned it. They lifted this restriction on masks. And I'm seeing more people here in Chicago, and let me make it clear, the suburbs of Chicago, because I'm actually in a small suburb, and I'm seeing just as many people here in the suburb wearing masks as they do in Chicago, in their cars, walking in the stores, and it's evident now that a lot of the employees in different establishments aren't wearing the mask. But all of, or the majority of, the so-called public that's programmed are constantly. So, again, they can say, yeah, we've lifted this, that, but again, looking from the eyes of Big Brother, who has his eyes on us everywhere, especially in public places with these cameras, they're seeing an influx, who just like if we're seeing it, you better believe they're seeing these people who are constantly in these masks now, knowing that the shit, let's get it right, the shit, which is a spell, has been thrown on the wall, and that shit, that spell, that word, pandemic, or whatever, because pandemic is also five, that's tied to the first five with the vaccine, and all this other rhetoric with these chemicals, which is five, that they're injecting in us. It's all part of this, like I said, a continuation to play out and to push the agenda to make sure, biblically even, that these things take place. So, yes, let me look at my other phone. You can, if you got another current event, go ahead. Somebody's texting me like ain't nobody's business. I don't know if they can. Anyway, go ahead.
I keep hearing. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Neighborhoods of color are breathing unhealthier air than in the previous two decades combined. The American Lung Association recommends that every federal agency, the White House and Congress, must immediately act to dramatically reduce air and climate pollution and drive an urgent nationwide transition to zero emission transportation, what if I don't get my glasses on, and electricity. According to a report published with the American Lung Association, Almost half of Americans, 137 million people, are experiencing more days of very unhealthy and hazardous air quality than in the previous two decades combined. The Lung Association State of the Air report also revealed that 72 million people of color live in counties that receive at least one failing grade for ozone and particle pollution. More than 14 million people dwell in areas where health officials doled out failing grades on all three measures. The report looks at Americans' exposure to two types of air pollutants, ozone, also called smog, and particle pollution, commonly called soot. The American Lung Association has issued the state of the air 3 years using data analysis from official air quality monitors. Officials have put the motto that the more you learn about the air you breathe, the more you can protect your health and take steps to make the air cleaner and healthier. Brother Eddie, are you back with us?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm back with you.
Okay. Well, I'm complete. Y'all can find that at Black Press USA. At blackpressusa.com.
Okay.
Okay.
And again, I don't throw a whole lot in it. It just, to me, it's a continuation of everything and what we were talking about from the very beginning of how they're pushing the biblical agenda to the max and using, and how long have we been talking about the poor quality of air, even without the chemtrails that we're constantly talking about now? So yes, that just hit me this past week. I did see a glimpse on the news how bad Chicago was in its air quality of pollution. And what was the other count was called the air particle count.
Yes.
I think we were like 14 and 22 being the top, you know, not way down at the bottom, you know, with the good air. But all of this was the bad air that we're breathing. And we've gotten so accustomed, the people that were being interviewed were replying that, oh, today was beautiful. It was a great day outside because the sun was shining. Whenever this interview was being given, person was on their bike. And, they could breathe so much better. They were a foreigner and was saying how so much worse the air was in their country. Granted, but we're here, and now that individual has basically got conditioned to this bad air quality, pollutants, and particles that, again, the Health Administration, I can't think of the acronyms of the air quality control, is basically stating that the air that we're breathing is killing us. Wow. And giving us all type of infection and lung diseases. Aren't we already dealing with enough with the coronavirus, being on ventilators, dealing with your lungs, and now they're telling us that the air we're breathing is also killing us because it's harmful? And when we think about it, where are we at in this age? It's called the age of Aquarius, which is the sign of air. So they're using that air sign of Aquarius to continue the disease of the virus of the Omicron, the Delta, and the COVID, the air. And we can't leave out that Aquarius is also the water bearer. And I have to give this to the family because, like I said, everything's personal, because even this class, every
everything we're learning is a particular class. But the important thing was we had water damage here in my house that I'm staying in the basement with water. The water for the last couple of days have been cut off because a water main broke. Once the water basically finally came on, I basically looked at the water, and the water was beige. So I let it run. And when it finally cleared up to the point where it should look like clear water, I saw microscopic particles moving around in the water. And I was like, oh, my goodness, no. I poured it out and ran the hot water. Once the hot water got hot in the glass, I put it up on the shelf. It stayed cloudy, like something was in it, and it didn't return to that clear form. It was constantly cloudy. So I said that to say this, family, take the time out now if we're not thinking about it and run your water and put it in a glass container or clear container and look at it. Because, again, we go get up in the morning and just start brushing our teeth using this water, not knowing what parasites or what might be in the water. And, again, they're using these things now, and they're going to amp it up. Because, remember, it's a lot of us, thank us, on these lines that have not taken that shot. Just like they're coming up with pills now you can take for the coronavirus, has the same ingredients as that shot does. Don't think they're not using, as we've been saying, the chemtrails in the air with this bad air we're talking about, and the water that we've been talking about in Flint, Michigan, other places, even through the hard way. These things now we have to pay attention to, because these are the things we become complacent, not thinking water every day. Let me check this out. Because we don't know when they're going to start implementing and doing what we're seeing it now happen with the food and them burning different manufacturing companies that produce food or meat. But again, all this is predicated on famine to have a hand in what was written, so shall it be, biblically speaking. And they're making sure that it's going to be, let it be, let it be. But they ain't going to let it be because they got their hand in it. They're forcing the issue. So, with that, again, to me, it's a continuance of a big event, a grand event that we're all going through. And we just separated because of, just like we've been given days of the week, time to go to work, time to go to school, this. But when you think about it, shit, you go to sleep, wake up, and you repeat the same process of going to work, school, whatever you're doing, that routine we have to do that basically isn't our personal routine. It's a routine that we follow, for, as we say, to just survive, to just live, to be able to pay these bills and do what we have to do. But again, that's for somebody else doing something. So everything that we should be receiving, especially in the times that we're in, Aquarius, we're not getting it because, again, we're on shutdown mode. You know, this is spring. We're supposed to be in nature. And, again, I'm talking like we should be talking to not only our children but people in our circle, because a lot of people aren't into just nature. Their conversation, their actions. We know those who constantly talking about being in nature because they're planning now. They're talking about gardens. They're talking about going out
to different farms, going out to different sceneries or scenic routes to look at nature itself in the mountains, on the shorelines of beaches, in different parks, the Grand Canyon, different places of nature that the energy we're picking up on, because once we truly find out our connection in part to even Aquarius, for me, it's all about the number. That's always been my part. So that's why part is seven. Aquarius is seven. Our journey is seven. And when we think about it, we haven't been hearing these words like we're hearing them now. When I was coming up in my 30s and 40s, even my early 50s, I wasn't hearing people talk about their journey the way I hear it now. I hear damn near everybody talking about their journey, their way, their angle. All of that is seven. All of that is part of Aquarius. Even deeper, it's part of nature. Because nature, Aquarius, all of that is seven. Law of my eye, to know thyself. Thyself is 34, which is seven. Let's put it to the day's English that we use. this babble, corrupt language. Anyway, thyself is no more than yourself. Know yourself. Yourself is 34, seven. All a part of nature. Because whatever we discover in nature, we're actually discovering in yourself. And this is the age of Aquarius we're in. And all of this is part of tonight's lesson in dealing with metaphysics, because what I'm giving in metaphysics is to give it by the number to show the connection of all the words that we use differently, but we're saying the same thing by number. That's why the same is bringing us together. The words separate us and keep us apart, because we hold on deeply to a program definition or description of the word. And even though we think about trying to, if it's not practice, it's like everything, the five. Five is practice. If we don't practice this even in thought, that's why thought is five. Shit. We can't, it does not connect, because we're not seeing, because we go back to every word we hear is a programmed word, and we get caught up on the word. And like I said, the numbers that bring us together, when I hear most conversations, we're saying the same thing by number, using different words, and it's the words that got us separated and divided. That's why divided is 5, 32. Wow. That's why when we look at the mantra of America is 9/11. When we come together, it says, united we stand. Those numbers are 9/11. And what do they say? Divided we fall. The symbolism of all that, 9/11. Or 9/11. Twin Towers look like a damn 11. They came down, down is 11. Fall is 11. But when you really look at the 9/11, you're looking at male and female, which they're bringing down, replacing with LGBTQ, y'all. Yes. And we look at it only one way. And as I said, with the numbers, for me, we can see it in various ways. And I'm giving these examples my way, not putting a limitation on any way by using these numbers and these words of the occult to see it your way. Your way. That's why way is seven, part of your journey. I'm just giving my way, because to truly understand your way is to find and know your gift. That's why way is seven, find is seven, gift is seven. And once we truly know our gift, we still use seven when we find others. That seven is called help. Once I know my gift, I help others find their gift, not mine. Shit, I'm on mine. So my job, my mission, my assignment is to help others find their gift. That's just me giving it my way, part of my gift. So I think I got sidetracked, but I think the family will start feeling that, because at the end of the day, it's all about the word. The word was God. The word was with God, and the word was God. So it's all about the word. For me, understanding the number now behind the word, that has given me a deeper understanding in order to get over this obstacle that we've been trapped in called the seven, which comes to box. Think outside the box. And they got us in box even through the educational system, because education is seven. Institution is seven. Institutionalized is seven. Part of the box. And they put an exclamation of keeping us in the box by using seven called law, man's law, not the creator's law. So with that, Sister Antoinette, do you have any other current event that you might want to bring to the table?
Well, let me check. Yeah, well, nothing too important. We're good.
Okay. So, yeah, I hope that got the family juices flowing, because what I want to do, too, right before I start, is to give a Parliament lyric, and it has a very deep meaning for me, but it touches all of us when we hear it. And it's a lyric of Parliament that says, free your mind and your what will follow?
Your behind will follow.
Okay. Nice way of putting it, but the family know what you're saying, you know, being very polite with that. Again, I want the family to think about that. What does it mean to you, like everything else that we hear? But the key to that particular lyric is that it has a particular beat, a particular vibration. And lyrics are meant to do that, because lyrics by the number is 23, which is the five. The lyrics have a code. Code is 14, the five. That's why the song by the OJs, we've got a message in our music.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we are right now. We're receiving and giving these messages that have been hidden in the lyrics of the music that we're now getting back to, because that's part of the shift that we're going through, which is the paradigm shift. So did you say you had something else to add, or you were through?
I was through. I do have Free Your Mind, if you want that played.
Okay, well, we can take a break, and during the break, we can play that. But
we do have callers with their hand up. They want to talk to you already.
Okay, well, let me get this little piece out real quick to start. Okay. Again, what we want to do, family, and it's not just for our children and our youth. Because for me, as I give this, I'm learning also. And the biggest way I learn is through questioning and challenging myself, but questions from others who are now getting this for the first time and putting it together. But it's key that we find some line of communications that will engage the youth, engage our children. And for me, this is an ultimate way, a way, not the way. It's a way out of so many ways. But to introduce our children to metaphysics, and again, the key for me is to show everything by the number of what's being said and what's being given. Because when we look at the whole metaphysics, 14 plus 31, metaphysics, comes to 45. 4 plus 5 is the 9, and that's key. The 9. Because right now, some of us might be saying, okay, well, what is all this? How are we going to teach the youth and children with that? Well, we start off by engaging them. And again, metaphysics, the 9, comes to the word youth and children. Add up to, again, a 9. Youth being 23. And children being 31 comes to 54. 5 plus 4 is 9. So metaphysics and the youth and children, you tie in to the 9, because remember, at the end of the day, I've heard so many of us use that 9 in two words, saying still learning. Well, learning is 9. And metaphysics is learning. You're still learning, because we're all learning metaphysics. But at the end of the day, that 9 is no more than class. This is why I always use that term, that these shows are in truth a class, because class is 18, which is 9, and show is 18, which is 9. I'm trying to show the whole of what's being hidden behind these words, so we really start learning how to come together instead of all these different words that keep us separated. So again, all of this is part of the learning, this class. This class is filled, or a class should be filled with information. Information is 9. 36 by number, 3 plus 6 is 9. And all of this information that we're learning is geared to our life. Life is 18, which is 9. Because the information that we give, we share because it's being revealed. Revealing is 9. And when we talk about the source of information that we get, even if we don't give it or get it from one another, when we go outside and stand in the sun, that light of the light being 27, which is 9, gives us the information we need. Information is 9. That light is a source. Source is 27, which is a 9. It's called a light source, directly to your life. For those who are kind of saying, well, you ain't said nothing about God, Jesus, well, they're right there. Because when people don't hear certain things that they are dealing with, they start opposing, or they start putting up barriers where they're really not hearing. All of this 9 that we've been talking about also comes to 27, which is Jesus. And because we're using different words and we're attached to just that word by its definition, and when we use these words with one another, they seem to offset, and we start battling one another, trying to impose the meaning, the program of a occult word of English. That's why in that 5, English is 32, which is a 5. Occult is 23, which is 5. Biblically, we constantly talking about the Tower of Babel. Tower is 23, a 5, and Babel is 14, a 5. We doing the babbling, family. They got us on a trip, giving us a ladder going up, and it's right here, right now, what we're using. This is how we explain back then to what's happening now. Because guess what? Modern English is at the bottom of the English language. So if we're talking about a ladder, well, guess what? The English language is at the bottom of the damn ladder, y'all. We ain't going up. We back down. We babbling within a cult language called English. We keep saying this is not our language. That is correct. But if we don't know the game five, the code five, how are we recognizing the game? It's five. This is how the mob get away with it. Mafia is five. Mob is five. They're the real damn criminal. Criminal is five. Oh, let me stop. I'm on a... Anyway, back to the nine. Dealing with where we are with giving this to our children. Because, again, the names change. The numbers remain the same. A lot of our youth don't like to be called children when they get to that youthful age. Well, even our older youth in their 30s and 40s don't mind being called children by another name. They even refer to themselves by the number, the name. They call themselves New School. I'm referred to as Old School, and they're New School. It's cool,
yeah.
Because New School, I mean Old School, 29, is the communication we're giving from the universe to the New School, to the spiritual. Because 31 or 4 is spiritual. The spirit, we're giving them that. But again, if we don't even show them how these things correlate with the here and the now, with everything we're using, even their particular phrases and languages that they use, if we took the time out to see the numbers behind they use and how they spell it, how they pronounce it, we start taking the spell back. We start the real five that we constantly talk about, got five on it. But five is also manifest, family. We constantly talking about manifest. That's to see the numbers and everything, and I understand that's for me. Because, again, I know we take what we hear that sounds useful. And if it sounds useful, then we get into it and then we apply it. But that's my biggest thing is please try it because it's not going to hurt you. And as soon as you even dabble in it, it's just like they say, you dabbling in a magic. In actuality, this is what it is because we're breaking the spells behind the words that we've programmed to. Spells, 24, which is a 6. Word is 15, which is a 6. Program, 24, which is a 6. This is why the same rules are meant to be broken. Where rules, 24, the 6, are the spells, 24, the 6, which are no more than words, or word, 15, which is 6. And how do we truly break the spell, break the rules, the words, by expose is 24, the 6. We expose the spell by giving the truth. Because the truth, as it said, will set you free, which we already are. That truth, they keep and call it a secret. Truth 31, secret 31. It's behind the words to expose the so-called secret. Because when we really get down to the retrospect, we are the secret
that has been taught and given a mystery not to really see who we are. And for me, the number even tells us if we don't know who we are, for me, the number will give you your story. Because everybody's name, birth date, has a number. And this is why that so-called emancipation that we're talking about now that deals with the 13th and 14th Amendment, 13, 14, 27. When we really look at that 13, 14, or 14, 13, it starts with the alphabet. Alpha, 13, bit, 14. This is all metaphysics, learning these numbers and letters and what they've done in the occult world of English, why this babbling baby language is the number one language spoke around the world. More countries speak English than any other language in the world. How'd that happen? Because it's an occult, it's spells. It's the spells that they have used to create this made-up language called English. And it's for that purpose of, as you play with the song, Ball of Confusion. Confusion is 32, the five.
Yes.
So that's part of the game. If we don't truly understand, for me, the number behind what we're saying, we're in a ball of confusion because we don't see what we even say, what we claim to recognize game. What damn game do you recognize? Tell me, because I'm telling you. Because I can't do nothing by myself. And this is why divided we fall, baby. And they've been doing that for the last 3 years with even the 6 feet of separation to keep us divided, to make sure that we do not engage in a frequency coming from the word. As Cameo said it, baby, word up. It's a code word. No matter where you say it, you know that you'll be heard because that word carries a frequency and a vibration that basically activates, what is already innately in us to awaken us. Because that's where we are in this age of Aquarius. We're going through an awakening, and we have to change even the paradigm of the words that we use in order to see this. We fall into the shit that they throw on the wall, one world order, new world order, reset the world order. We're all of that. New is one, reset is one, and one is one. They just keep changing the name, family. The number remains the same. One, new, and reset. For us, family, it's the awakening. That's why we keep telling each other ever since school days and before, wake up. Wake up. Wake up, family. How long we've been saying it? But see, that's been on the cusp of entering this age of Aquarius. Because that nine that we talk about, every age is a nine dealing with the years that each age is in. It's 2,160 years is each age. And if you multiply that 2,160 times 12, the 12 houses, the 12 months, the 12 disciples, the 12 cranial nerves, we can go on and on. But anyway, 2,160 times 12 is 25,920, and that's where we are right now, coming back to that age of Aquarius. And by the way, 2,920 comes back to that nine. Feminine, the woman comes to nine. This is why everything is dealing with the woman. When we talked about earlier, and we mentioned Aquarius being the seven, and that seven being nature, well, nature that we're all getting back into is called Mother Nature. And this is why the woman deals with each age that is called, because that complete age and number is that 9, that 2,160.
Mm-hmm.
When we see that 9, we see it everywhere. When we talk about that circle, 360 degrees, a circle, 3 and 6, a 9. Even a square has 4 corners of a 90-degree angle. So those 4 90-degree angles come up to what again? 360 degrees. You can call it a square or a circle. By the number,
yeah,
it's the same in the degrees of the diameter of these objects. But let me digress. I think I've given the family enough. Plus, we're going to get back to that. Free your mind and your will follow. So since we do have the family on the line, let's bring them in. I don't want to people to lose their thoughts. Hopefully they wrote things down, which we don't mention enough at the beginning of the show like we used to, or class.
No, we don't. Yeah.
Make sure you got your pen and paper, you know, because, again, repetition counts, because repetition is no more than practice. So we have to practice these things in order to see, because as people know, I constantly tell everybody who knows me, write, 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 write. Because being that writer, writer is 31, spiritual. You're putting that spiritual energy that's coming from above down on paper. The paper is no more than an antenna that receives.
Yep.
The number is the same, and this is why I use it and don't really get into it, but paper, 17, antenna, 17. This is why we, our whole temple has antennas. It's called very fine hairs all over your body, except the palms of your feet and the palms of your hand, or the bottoms of your feet, not the palms of your feet. But we basically have fine hair. Some of it you have to look with a magnifying glass, but all over your body from your head to your toes. Some people have more hair, body hair, than others. But again, that hair is no more than antenna. Hair, again, is 17. Antenna, 17. Paper, 17. This is why, as a writer, you use the paper, because even by their law in dealing with them, anything that you write down and you're specific, detailed, dated, it becomes a legal document. And we don't document enough for our own darn record, family. They don't even do it no more. They don't need to, because as we were saying, or I was saying earlier, dealing with the metaphysics, dealing with the youth and the children, we understand that right now they're combating something that is detrimental to their health. It's the new drug addiction. Drug addiction comes to 54.9. Just like above, youth and children come to 54.9. Metaphysics, 45. That drug addiction is the inner net. Inner 23 net, I mean inner, yeah, 23 net 13 added up is 36.9. That is the new drug addiction. That's the learning that's connected to the 9 of metaphysics that we are now giving to our youth and children, that let them know that you've not only engaged them, but letting them know how this is being played out. Because, again, the internet is no more than the apparatus or device called a computer that gathers data. Computer data comes to 45, which is another 9. And all of that, as we've been saying for so long, mind control, this, well, that's what it is. The computer is an artificial brain. It'll be called brain control. Brain control is 36.
Brain being 14, control being 22. Added up 36. So again, this is a intricate working of this computer data, this internet, that even they use us and tell us in that same number, different words, because that's what we are, part of this net that they have. They call us when we get together, let's get together and network. Network is 27, again, which is 9. And again, I don't want anybody to think that all of this ain't dealing with, again, this is all biblical, because metaphysics, youth and children, drug addiction, internet, computer data, brain control, network also comes up to God and Jesus Christ. Again, we don't see these new words that they are using to replace, because again, give our children Christ and see how many go to Christ, and give them the computer and see how many go to the computer. See, we look at it as being different things. It is physically, spiritually, for me, the number shows that it's the same, and this is how they're replacing one with the other, the same way we can do to take this back. And at least, like I said, give it to our children so that they have something that is different from all this other shit in the box they're able to use against those who have put this on us with this language of the occult that we truly don't understand. As Stevie put it, when we believe in things we don't understand, we suffer, family. And at this point, a lot of us don't even see how detrimental things are actually happening, because we're so busy following links, following this, following that, instead of finding your gift. The ultimate test for me, ultimate seven, test seven, gift seven, find seven. For me, that's the ultimate test, along my seven called my journey. Everybody else has their own journey that they find, but for me, it's these numbers showing me my direction and way, my spiritual assignment. So with that being said, oh, and I don't want to leave out the basic things too, dealing with metaphysics, God and Jesus Christ, youth and children, as it said, what we're doing now, fellowship in our own personal worship. Fellowship so that we can come together in thought and disseminate our own interpretations of that thought so that we can refine it and help one another fill the gaps, connect the dots. Fellowship and worship, metaphysics, youth and children, just as much as we hear, as above, so below. Comes to 45, and 4 plus 5 is that 9 again. As above, so below is as simple as the sunshine. Royez, everybody loves the sunshine. Feel what I feel when I feel what I feel when I'm feeling. Ooh, and the sunshine, sunshine, again, is a 9. And the sun that shines on us, the food, because that's what the shining of the rays, shine 23.5, rays 14.5, that's the food, 14, that comes directly from the sun, rays, that hits our kingdom. So with that, Sister Antoinette, again, I got long-winded on that. And let's bring the callers in so that they can put some more meat on the table.
Okay. Well, we have Area code 706, Brother Kwame.
Good evening, Sister Antoinette, and good evening, Brother Eddie.
What's happening, Brother Kwame? How you doing?
On the highway. Hey, I'm traveling.
Yeah, I hear you on the highway. I was going to ask how you doing on your travels, because I know you was traveling tonight. So how's it coming along?
Yeah, it's coming good. We're getting ready to roll into Memphis, and then we cross the river, and we'll be in Arkansas. We'll be over there about midnight at 1 o'clock. But what
okay.
I was hearing, you know, what you sharing, and the first thing you need to do since you had that water main break and you were seeing the color of the discoloration of your water, what you have to do is you have to run your hot water till it turns cold, because you got to drain all that water that's been sitting in there, because that's the same water that you saw in the glass that you ran the cold water till it cleared.
Right.
You're going to have to drain the hot water heater, because all of that sediment is in that hot water heater.
I got you.
Right.
I got you.
So that'll clear that water out. But the other part you were talking about, the teaching and the learning, and I thought you would get into it and what you were sharing, because in the word learn is the word ear. We taught in Kemet from mouth to ear. Is the way we were taught to learn what it was that was being spoken. Because in that part of what's spoken, it's taken in the ear and it brought it, or what comes from the heart goes to the heart. That's the heart, that's the ear that hears. Truth is the heart. And what we do with that part of hearing, what it is that we're learning, is because you drop the L and it teaches you what to use to present yourself with earning. What are you earning by what you're hearing? What is it doing for you? How does that free you in what you hear? And this is why the media is using all of the tools, because, like you said, this is not our language. English is the only language with an army and a navy, because everywhere that it was spoken, they came in with on a ship to someone else's land with an army and a missionary to make you change your mother tongue to speak the spell. So your own point in the way that we have to hear to learn, as our parents say, don't do as I say, you know, that old saying, do as I say, not as I do, but that part of it is the child sees you telling me one thing, but I see you doing another. Which one do I believe? And so these are the tools that we're having to understand. And right now you're in on point, because the five planets are still in alignment. They're settling. You're putting this energy into the eclipse, which is going to be on the 30th. And so what you're speaking and those who hear with the ear of the heart will begin to change what it is that they're downloaded to activate in themselves. And so I just wanted to share that, because, you know, everybody's here in the van. We were all rolling down the highway. Some are sleeping, some are talking. But I just had to chime in to hear you and acknowledge you, you know, for what it is that you're sharing with the family.
Oh, thank you, Brother Collins.
I definitely appreciate that, my brother, because like I said, I know you was on your endeavors going from place to place, and I definitely wanted to share this real quick with you before the next caller comes in, because it's predicated on, again, what we're learning to decipher this code. Because again, I had put it a different way, but this way I'm putting it, the cosmic plan of the universe is what we always been, what we're talking about. It's called the paradigm shift. But for me, how do we know or recognize we're talking about the shift? We all have parts, and one of my parts is to show how to connect us
by the number of the words that we all use dealing with the paradigm shift. Again, different words, the names change, but the numbers remain the same. So let's hit it, the paradigm shift. For the universe, it's order out of chaos, the paradigm shift. When I hear a family member like Mother AZ come up with a term that we all vibrate and feel with these two words, thank us, it's the same number as the paradigm shift. For me, she's a part of it, regardless if she knows it or not. She's speaking into existence that has caught on that power of those words, thank us, not you, but us. That's part of the paradigm shift, because that's what we've been talking about for the longest, the us being what? It's up to us to fix us. Fixing us is part of the paradigm shift. Getting back to the family, Brother Ray is part of the paradigm shift with what he's speaking, what he's doing, what his calling that he's given or he's been given.
Yes, yes.
He calls
yes,
it organize us. Organize
yes.
us is the same numbers as paradigm shift. We're just saying different words, but the number for me brings us together. Brother Kwame just got off the phone, and he was talking about the planets that align, the five, ooh, that five. But again, understanding, he's constantly saying we are in a planetary alignment, family. Planetary alignment is the paradigm shift. He's bringing his part with what he's doing, but the number reflects the paradigm shift, the order out of chaos that we got to go through. Because at the end of the day, the order out of chaos, my part, would be learning these words, paradigm shift. I just use learning words. If I didn't say it and you didn't know about it, you ain't going to go and try to think of what paradigm shift is learning words, is planetary alignment, is organize us, is thank us. And no, that's my part. So this is what I give to show that cohesiveness, that connection that is bringing us together and not separating us by the different occult words of English we use. The family brings to the forefront in the paradigm shift, it's called correct information, damn it. Don't bring me no shit. Make sure you correct before you bring it to the family. So that's it. Paradigm shift is the correct information that we're giving and receiving to one another, to organize us in fixing us so that we can thank us, but dealing with the planetary alignment and knowing and learning these words of the occult so we can break this damn spell. Because the correct information is coming directly from a free source. Free source, what is the source? The light, the rays of the sun, the light. Free light or free source is the paradigm shift. It's all free. It's coming straight to us from nature, baby, from the universe itself. Mm-hmm. See, because we're learning to process our creativity, process our imagination. That's part of the paradigm shift. It ain't got shit to do with what they know plan. No, it's part of that universal cosmic plan. To have your part, and it's very simple, is it part of the chaos or the order? And we hear in the words of people that we talk to and communicate with, who's bringing order and chaos, even in their everyday conversation. Just hearing them, we already know, are you draining me, damn it, or giving me energy? If you're draining me, you part of the damn chaos. You giving me energy, you part of the order, because we're flowing off of that energy. So with that, and at the end of the day, I can't be remiss without constantly pushing my group, Parliament, into the mix. By the way, Parliament is 31, is spiritual to me. So
yes.
That's why all of this paradigm shift,
planetary alignment, learning words, fixing us, organizing us, thank us, because it's part of flashlight, neon light. The flashlight is part of the paradigm shift. Once that light hits that king dome, that heaven in your head, everybody's got a little light under the sun, shining on the thought, shining on your funk, shining on your brain. Because those rays, the first part of your body it hits when you up standing erect is your kingdom, your brain, baby. That's why brain is 14 and rays are 14. The rays are directly for your brain. Because in the front of your brain is a gland called your pituitary. Pituitary is 41, baby. That light hits and secretes from that serotonin to that melanin in the back. Wow, that illuminates that pineal gland. And pineal gland is 32, which is that 5. I got 5 on it. From the pituitary to the pineal gland. 5 and 5.
Yes.
Feeding those rays inside. So anyway, bring in the other caller.
Okay. Eric code 773. Eric code 773. If you have yourself on mute, please take yourself off.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think that's me. Is that me? Can you hear me?
Yes, that's you. Yes,
hello.
773.
Yes, how you doing? This is Antoinette. Hey, Mr. Harris. You know this is.
Hey, how you doing? Sister Wendy. I want the family to know this is one of my students here in Chicago. Up on it, young sister. That's basically, like I said, I love it because she picks my brain. She picks my brain and makes me think. And I appreciate that. But go ahead, Sister Wendy.
First, I want to say hello to everybody. Thank you for letting me in. And I heard you talking about the 7, and it sounded like you was talking to me because you always tell me, you know, with the 7, you gotta find out what it is. You gotta find what your calling is. I'm like, he's talking to me. I heard what you were saying.
Yeah.
So that pretty much was it. I was thinking about that. And then, you know, I'm still reading. I was reading. The number 7 just been coming up all week. Like, it's just been 777. Like, what I told you this last time I talked to you is just 7. Everything has been just, that's what's been coming up to me. But then I heard you talk about the 9, which you're saying, relating to the children. And then the internet and, like you know, I'm witnessing and seeing it because, even with the school, my daughter was saying today that they didn't even get a chance to do anything in school because the system was shut down. So they didn't do anything on the internet. No tablets. I'm like, look at God. Cause y'all need to do that stuff anyway. Y'all needed the break.
Y'all been doing handwritten, yes.
Exactly, and my daughter said only one teacher had paper and pencil, and guess what teacher it was.
Probably
the math teacher. The math teacher.
That's good.
I'm like, of course the math teacher gonna have it, but she said, yeah, she is like the oldest person there. I'm like, well, that's the most wise though.
Yep.
Because those younger teachers wasn't thinking about the fact that any day now the grid could shut down. That's what, you know, I guess what they call us, the conspiracists. We're thinking about the grid shutting down. I'm hoping.
Yeah.
For everything to collapse and shut down, because people need a break from this technology. I think that's what slowed everybody down. Everybody want instant carnation stuff. That's what they want. They want everything. They think Google really don't know anything. Google fits the situation. They've already tapped into the way you think, what you constantly talk about, what you search for. So if it's gonna be according to what you're agreeing with, they're gonna bring that up to you. We can search different stuff because we talk about different stuff. We're not going to get the same message. I've seen it happen plenty of times. I pick their brain because they pick mine. So that's why I can't wait for this stuff to crash, because then you're going to see everybody really go crazy and don't know what to do next. Like, we never, people in my generation, I'm going to be 40. We grew up before cell phones. We know what it's like to not have a cell phone. We had, yep, you know, scientific calculators, but before we got to the scientific calculators, we had the basic calculator. Yep. So we really didn't need all the stuff. I still got encyclopedias, dictionaries. I got a gang of books. So I really don't rely on the internet to give me certain stuff. I even pick it with scriptures. I'm looking at a scripture, mm-hmm, just to see if I type it in Google, will it give me the same thing? Of course not.
Oh.
I type in certain names.
Okay, I was
going to
say, I never did that.
I do it. I type in certain names just to see if the if this name will take me to the scripture that I see it in. And it don't. But it's not.
Okay.
It's purposely there. That's why I pick,
right,
I pick their brain, they pick mine. Because I know what they what they doing. It's like you say, they're trying to make this technology to be your internal brain. So people don't really think for themselves. They come to totally dependent on technology, on this Google or Firefox, whatever you use, whatever you solely, you know, search for. They want you to totally depend on that, exactly, to give you the answer as if it's sourced.
Yeah.
When I use Google to tell me about its history, where it got its name from. And it's all Greek mythology. Kronos, Comcast. I'm reading this stuff what? Yes.
Oh, my.
It's all Greek. It's all in Greek mythology.
Oh,
and
wow.
I did it actually by accident.
And I have Comcast. That's like, wow.
Yep. Comcast is Greek. It's in Greek. It's like a sex code. It has to do with sex. So, yeah. I mean,
well,
we usually, you know.
They changed its name to Xfinity now, but I still call it Comcast.
When you look at it, it's still Comcast at the bottom. They can change their name to whatever, but like Mr. Harris say, I bet you the number ain't changed. I bet you the number ain't changed. It could be Xfinity. It came out as Comcast. I bet you it's still the same number.
And
it's
before that,
magic.
It was something else. They constantly keep changing the name of it.
Yep.
Of the cable company.
I'm gonna break down Xfinity soon because I accidentally came across the Comcast. I mean, well, I got Comcast Business, so it don't say Xfinity on my box. It says Comcast Business on the box. So they really didn't get rid of it. That's just what you call it? That's like advertising, taking you to the new thing.
Yeah.
They still Comcast.
Yeah.
Comcast is still the base, still the owner.
Yes, of course.
But yeah, they tricked me like that. And I used to work for a company, Kronos. So once I started looking this stuff up, I mean, the way I was looking for something else, I was looking up, this is how funny it is. I was looking up narcissists. Looking up narcissists, they first pulled up because I was studying mythology. They gave me where the word came from, which is a Greek, I guess it was one of the Greek seers towards a child that they named Narcissus. Narcissus was a beautiful young boy who couldn't see himself, and most narcissists can't see themselves. That's where the term narcissist came from. So I'm clicking it, and then it took me to Kronos, Comcast. I'm just clicking, reading. That's how I accidentally stumbled upon it, because I was looking up something else. But I'm thanking God for it, because that's what I was supposed to see. I was supposed to be able to see that, like, look, this is what this comes from. This is what this, I'm like, wow. And I take note of everything. Because I'm like, when I tell people this, I don't know if they'll believe me. They'll be astonished. But I'm like, man, like, I asked for this. I tell the parents all the time, I ask for guides. I ask for guidance. I ask for answers. I ask because I'm like, man, why is this stuff?
We have to do. Yeah.
That's what I try to do. Like, when I came across it, I was shocked. I'm like, oh, so what's some sex stuff? But then all they show on the internet is sex, on TV, everything. That's why they're trying to program my children now to be to love them, to think it's okay. And I'm like, if people don't know that we in Babylon right now, they really retarded because it's so evident. It's so evident and obvious. They showing, they're constantly showing little children trying to do the adult lifestyle. Even with the LGBT stuff, they got little boys and little girls, you know, being obsessed but being with each other. Like, it's just, it's complete pandemonium and chaos.
You're not saying anything about it in school. That's why I'm so glad mine are grown, but I got grandchildren in schools.
Exactly. You know, and I got a six-year-old. My daughter is going to graduate next year out of high school, but my youngest is six. So I'm watching it. I'm like, I don't want my child to be subject to any of this stuff, but I have to, you know, prepare him and condition him to know you don't have to sit in and be a part of none of this.
That's right.
It ain't for us.
No.
I never like to fit in. That's why I'm happy I always had the attitude. I ain't never wanted to, like, be amongst the in crowd. I like being on my own, being by myself. I get attention is drawn to me. They say because I'm a Leo or whatever, but I still don't go looking for the crowd. The crowd come looking for me, and I pretty much get irritated by that, honestly, because it's like I like my peace. I be irritated, Mr. You know what I'm saying? I don't like people. Not in a mean way, please. I like people, but I don't like people. I like being by myself because I'm an empath, and I feel energy. Thank you, because I be like, man, like I don't need all of that. Like, leave that over there. That's cool.
But plead the blood over your son when he goes out the door and pray for him to come back the same way.
Yes, ma'am.
You
know, most definitely.
Because that's what I used to have to do with mine. Of course, they grown now, and I still plead the blood. Even when I talk to them and I hang up from them, I can hear something in their voices. And I be pleading the blood, binding up the devil.
Yep.
Right. That's what you just have to do in these days. Okay,
and,
go ahead, brother.
No, I was just thanking Sister Wendy for calling in. It's your first time actually calling in. I appreciate it, and I love the energy, the female energy that you just brought to the table. And let the family hear some of the young individuals, the youth that I'm around, that I talk to, that are on the ball, on point, you know, because, again, she called in, that number 7 kept resonating, and her number is 7. But, again, getting all this from unrefutable sources like 7 call the news. News is 7. Mm. No, we're not getting the right news.
You
also have 7 call media, social media. Media is 7. Mm-hmm. That's why the news and media for me is one and the same. It's the same number. And they spread a whole bunch of shit, you know, a whole bunch of propaganda, you know, a lot of rhetoric. And it's the shit that is sticking on the wall. The wall is 9. That's the learning. And we learning to regurgitate the word, or better yet, the shit. Because it's not ours. So, I thank you for that energy. I thank you for you chiming in. And, hey, let's continue.
Yeah.
Did we have any more callers coming in? Thank you, Sister Wendy. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you, Sister Wendy. Yes, area code 415. I'm sorry. Area code 415.
Hi, this is Olivia calling from California.
Hello.
Brother Eddie is my cousin.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
and I'm just listening.
I am feeling
Sister Wendy so much, and I'm just enjoying this vibration. I just really wanted to just come on here and say I appreciate and love the vibe, and me having the knowledge and getting all of this energy and sharing it with my children. But Sister Wendy really hit it on the nail with, you know, I agree with, like, this, the grid to shut down, because I feel like if it did, the children would be off their tablets. And then, you know, they always talk about boredom, but if we're tapped into ourselves in meditation, and the phones is the metaphor, is us in the physical, and they're trying to transform all that to where we can't think, and we were able to think, and we were able to remember, and we were able to, you know, remember the numbers or remember all these things of ancient times, but we're so distracted, and I'm just, you know, my brain is just, it's excelling just with all the knowledge that is coming my way from the spiritual guides. And I mean, just, I'm just inhaling, but I just really wanted to thank us and let you guys know that you guys are doing a great job. I'm tapping in constantly to just retain information, to gain information, to just give it to me. And it's like me being Mama Bird, and I'm giving my children this food so that they can excel and learn how to put their electronics down, to tap more into their God source and know that it's us that they're keeping us away from us, because we're the secret. And I'm just really totally excited and love to hear that we are all becoming in a vibrational frequency and getting all this information at once. So I just want to say thank us and thank you guys. And Sister Antoinette, I really enjoy you too. And Brother Eddie, this is my cousin. I love you. And thank you guys for just being consistent and still pushing the classes, because I am learning so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And then,
you're
my
welcome.
My dear cousin, you know, thank you. Appreciate it. Much love. And I appreciate the female energy chiming in tonight. This is a special night anyway, dealing with an eclipse, the power of the eclipse coming through. I was waiting for Kwame to mention that, you know, being our teacher guide in astrology and history, But again, all that cosmic energy that we're getting, you know, that's coming in, receive that power, family, because it's real. And once we tap into nature and the universe, the air we breathe, it's all connected. I'm just trying to let us see by the number how we can connect it and see what we want to see behind what they gave us to see in a program. But thank you, dear cousin. Love you. Take care of the children. And once I do make my move west, you know, I'll be there to California to visit, you know, once I get settled in Arizona. So I'm still looking forward to make that move. So when that happens, we'll be closer in proximity to where we can visit and really break bread.
Yes, I look forward to it too.
Thank
you guys so much.
And thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
Area code 347. Area code 347.
Brother Thomas, going on, y'all? What's happening,
Hello.
Brother Thomas? How you doing? Man, you know, man, another day in paradise, brother. What's going on, man? I ain't heard from you in a while, man. Love to hear your voice. Love to hear your voice, too. Just the internet.
Yeah.
The sister who was speaking earlier. Huh?
That it's always good to hear you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. The sister who was speaking earlier, another
sister
Greek
Wendy.
Word. Yeah, another Greek word.
Okay.
Just falls in line with a narcissist. His narcissism personality disorder. You also have other personality disorders that have narcissism in them. One of them is called the... they call it people that suffer from delusions of grandeur, right? And then the other one is called the megalomaniac. And a megalomaniac is also a Greek word, you know? So, yeah, it's coming from them. It means great madness, you know? And, you know, when they show people, like, they give you an illustration of a little kitty cat looking in the mirror, but what he sees, what's looking back at him is a big, giant lion. You know, so he don't see himself as what he is.
Excuse me for 1 second, Thomas. Thomas has a lot of background noise. Could you please mute your line if you're not talking? I don't think they heard me. Someone has
okay,
background
great.
Noise. Could you please mute your
anymore.
Line? Okay. Thank you. Okay, Thomas. Brother Thomas, go ahead.
Yeah, so I was just saying a megalomaniac, you know, and it's a psychological condition characterized by delusional fantasies of wealth, power, and omnipotence. You know, so, you know, people who look at themselves as they should have this. You know, a lot of con artists suffer from this. You know, they'll steal from anyone because they feel like it belongs to them anyway. You know, they deserve it, not that person. You know, so it comes into play. You was talking about the air quality. And,
yes.
You know, sometimes you got to call them out on their BS, right? Because for the
yes.
last 40 years, they have systematically removed every from America to overseas under the guise
yes.
of environmental protection, EPA. So it became so expensive to run a factory in the United States that it makes more sense for a company to now go all the way to China and just have the products imported in because
yes.
any hazardous waste, any hazardous material, any smoke in the sky, the EPA is going to come after you and regulate it. And so I don't know if you guys remember, when I grew up, I'm 44. When I grew up my whole life, we didn't have bed bugs until about 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago. Like there wasn't no bed bugs when I was a little kid. But one of the reasons why was because there was chemicals. And I don't know if this was everywhere, but in the New York area, the chemicals from the factories killed the bed bugs, you know, but all those factories are going there.
Yeah,
hello?
You know, I always thought that was just a song. I always thought that was just
exactly.
a saying. I didn't know that actually real bed bugs.
Exactly. I didn't know they were real until I'm working at the hospital. And now we're talking 2015, and these people are coming in with literal bed bugs on. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially homeless people, you know, and as soon as you would have to cut their clothes off of them, and as soon as the air hit the bug, they came running out. So everybody would go running out the room, you know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, bed bugs are serious. But all my life, it didn't exist because they took all these factories away. So what's killing the air here in the United States? We're the only country, well now some European countries, that doesn't allow lead in our gas. You have the cleanest
yeah.
gas in the world. You have no coal burning factories because of course they'll fine you so much for having it. There's really no, compared to China, where they're making everything. I mean, they got to shut down the factories in certain parts of the day so the air could clear so people could breathe. That's how bad it is there compared to here where we don't have none of that stuff anymore. So what are they lying to us for? And this is all about the Great Reset. The
yes.
Great Reset has to kill the petroleum industry, and they're doing it all under the guise of environmental protection, the Green New Deal, the Green Agenda, sustainable development, depleted ozone layer. They've been using this whole spew my whole life, all to set up this reset. They've been working on it for the last 30, 40 years. And to
yep.
move the petroleum
okay.
industry in exchange for this electric industry. So your cars are going to
yeah.
be electric. Your whole house is going to be heated by electric power or some type of green power, which would be, you know, windmills or, you know, some type of solar panels or whatever. But this is all by design. Also, this
yeah.
food, they're killing the factories that's making the process of the food. But one reason is because under the trade agreement, our food is all supposed to be processed in China then shipped back to us. So it's supposed to
yeah.
come from here, go to China, and then come back here. So that's one of the reasons why they got to stay in compliance. Yeah, that's crazy, right? They got to stay in compliance with that trade agreement. But also, they have to create this famine. If you notice, for the last, 10 years or so, every year we're hearing about forest fires in California, that's now in Colorado, and why, you know, in Utah, all throughout the West Coast. What are they using to create that atmosphere where everything is just drying up? You know what I'm saying? Like, that this is all being done sustainably. You know, they're doing this to create the panic, so they have the solution. The solution is going to be, you know, go come with us, use this technology that's going to, you know, solve all your problems. And that's pretty much where they're going with.
Yeah,
and that's
know,
what I have to say,
brother,
old brother. Love you, brother.
You may be too young to remember this, but I remember, I think it was in the 70s, as I said, you may be too young to remember this, where if you cut down the tree, you had to plant two trees, and they don't, you don't hear that anymore.
They don't plant anymore.
You know, now when I look, you know, where's the forest at? I remember where it was a whole lot of, you know, even the area where I lived at, I remember when I was coming up, all this was farmland. It was, when you came down this road, this was the longest highway because it was nothing there. And now it's just built up where it's everything. You know, it's hardly any land anymore. You know, so I'm like, well, where is the forest at? And you don't really see forest anymore.
Well, that's why when Brother Kwame uses urban, you're banned from nature. That's it.
Yeah.
We're in these concrete jungles, number one, but number two, back to the trees. That's our biggest relationship. The biggest plant on the planet is the red oak wood, the trees.
Yeah.
See, and the symbiotic relationship that we have when we exhale our poisons called carbon dioxide, the trees store the carbon dioxide, but they release the oxygen that we inhale. So what we exhale is poison. They take it in and release oxygen that is good for us. And when they are, and we're seeing, they're constantly burning down the forests, the trees, the oxygen. And nobody's really talking about those things as more and more woodland is destroyed. They got all this technology, as we said, to go to the damn moon, to make all these so-called electric cars, but they ain't got nothing in place to make sure if any of the forces start a fire, that they have places that will put these fires out that they built. They building all this other shit, you know. But that's our job, too, when we don't see that the conversation ain't talking about Mother Nature. What y'all doing to the mother? You already know you raping mother over in Africa, but now you're burning down all of the vegetation and destroying it around the world so that, yes, the air quality will be bad.
Yeah.
The basic thing, you're taking the air of nature out by taking down the trees.
Yes.
So all
so
of this is a part.
If you want to plant a tree, plant a tree, you know, if you live in apartments or whatever, start a tree in your house. Start it in your window sill. Give it as a gift to someone that is able to plant one. But I have a big oak tree in my backyard, and my next door neighbor, they have a big oak tree. I mean, so it's wonderful. I love my tree. Yeah, but I love trees, and you know, it's because I'm a country girl, so I love the things from the country. I love the trees and the grass, and you know, I'm not big on a bunch of concrete. I mean, we have sidewalks out front, but you know, I still like my grass.
Mm-hmm.
But can I ask someone the trees? Oh, here in New York, every time they plant a tree, they still plant the trees, but they're all male trees. So, like, this time of year, you got the piled up all over the streets and on the sidewalks is the white stuff, you know, from the trees, because they're trying, it's springtime, they're trying to, so they busting off, but they ain't got nothing to bust off to, you know what I'm saying? So it's just piling up and getting everybody allergies active, you know what I'm saying? Because there's nothing catching the pollen. It's just hitting the semen, you know? And also, y'all was talking about the lady was saying how, because my kids, too, they also got to learn through these devices, pencil pens, all that stuff. When we went to school, I remember when I was going to school, it was around that time, you couldn't use a pen in class. Like, you'd get in trouble if you did your homework in a pen. You had to use a number two lead pencil, you know what I'm saying? And then by the time my kids started school, they were in kindergarten, they had to use pens. There was no more pencils. And I always thought that was odd. You know, they had ink all over their hands. And then, so what I'm looking at it is bringing you away from nature. Everything in that pencil was natural. You know, the wood, the even the lead paint on the outside of it, the graphene, you know, black graphene that, you know, went on the paper, that piece of graphene in the middle of the pencil, you know, that you sharpen. The paper is natural, even though we kill trees to make it, but it was natural. Right. You know, now everything they touch in class is fake. You know, they never touch nothing real. You know, the food they eat in school is natural. It's wrapped in plastic, which is not, isn't natural. You know, the food isn't natural. It's wrapped in plastic, which isn't natural. Their classwork is done on something that's not natural. They're taking them away from nature completely. You know what I'm saying?
Think about this, Brother Thomas, you just get put a thought on my head, because, again, we know they're already, and they've been pushing, go paperless. But remember, I always say that we were learning the spells in school. This is why, as you said, we had to use a wand that is called a number two lead pencil. It's hollow like a wand you get is a hollow branch. The pencil is hollow, only it has a lead in the middle. And when we write on the paper, understanding this occult language of English, if we keep doing it for so long, we're going to get back in understanding that when you write, these are the incantations and spells. This is why they still write incantations and spells, burn them, do incantations, invoking different spirits that, again, we're coming back to, but because we don't even entertain the thought, let alone write and use these utensils that we used to use. And even as Sister Antoinette said that, or somebody said, Sister Wendy, about one teacher out of the whole school had pencil and paper or pens. The teachers today don't even come with a briefcase. The teachers I remember, all of them, male and female, had briefcases.
Along
with their class assignments, with an abundance of pens, pencils, and papers. And the rooms were already full with paper if it was needed for a child who came unprepared.
Yeah.
So now the teachers are unprepared because paper, pen, is almost nil to none used anymore.
Yeah.
As we said, the art of being able to use penmanship, we used to get awards for your penmanship.
Yeah.
To be able to write. Now, a child doesn't even, you ask a child about writing in cursive, they, what you talking about? Right now, what is writing in cursive? Because again,
well, that's
losing,
back now. In Delaware, they are. I mean, I can speak for my state. They're bringing that back now where they are teaching them cursive. But I remember when they weren't. Because I mean, my granddaughter was in second grade, and, you know, she said that they stopped it. And I couldn't understand it for nothing. And when I would talk to other parents, you know, about, you know, they went to different schools when it came to their children or their grandchildren, and they, you know, didn't even realize that their, you know, children or grandchildren were not being taught cursive handwriting, and, you know, people put up a fuss about it.
This is why we got to take the lead. Since they had our children staying at home, and we're into this now with homeschooling, that's the best school, homeschooling. See, because the things that they took out of school is what we should still be teaching at home, teaching our children how to cook and clean, home ec, teaching our children tailoring how to sew and mend their clothes and make their own clothes, teaching our boys and our girls who wanted to know how to work on cars, auto mechanics that they took out, wood shop, how to make a chair, how to make a table, metal shop. But what we should definitely concentrate on that we not forgot that they took out of school back in the day was called civics. We need to teach our children the laws about the government and civics.
Excuse me, Brother Eddie. We have 4 minutes.
Okay.
Folks, I'm sorry. We only have 4 minutes left. Please forgive me for not making this announcement. You have 4 minutes to call in. The call-in number is area code 515-605-9343. Again, that number is area code 515-605-9343. Call in if you want to continue to listen to the show. And if you have a question or a comment, press the number 1, and I will open up your line. And Brother Eddie, you want to give your contact information?
Yes, you can contact me at eharris12764@gmail.com. I got a new phone, so I can receive my emails at on my old email. So again, that's eharris12764@gmail.com.
Okay, and you can contact me at Antoinette, Antoinette, 130@comcast.net. Again, that's Antoinette, Antoinette, 130@comcast.net. And tomorrow night I will be on, it'll be part 2 with Brother Vincent. And Friday, Brother Ray will be back to talk about organization of the community. And don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday for the Helios Filios at 10 a.m. And again with Brother Ray on Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. for the drumming. We'll be here for y'all. Okay, forgive me, Brother Eddie. And forgive me, Thomas.
Yeah. I was listening to everything. I lost track of what
I'm
I was
sorry.
Saying at that particular. No, because
so
I remembered it again, and then you went to something else, and I started listening, and that thought left. But everybody has the gist of what's being said and what's being done, particularly. But again, the key is to be aware. Wake up. You know, because if we sleep, then you definitely can't be aware of your surroundings if you're asleep. So, yeah, let's wake up to the awakening, because that's what Aquarius is revealing, you know, to all of us. And, again, we all have a piece of the puzzle that's part of the paradigm shift, because peace and puzzle is paradigm shift, and we always talking about bringing our peace to the table. And that's all it is understanding where you fit on this table of this big puzzle. Your piece fits in. Sometimes we all over the place trying to fit in a slot we don't belong in, because that 9, getting back to the beginning, is no more. That learning is your lane. Stay in your lane. Lane is 9. This is why another saying, same number, different word, is stay on your square. Square is 9. And that's the thing. We don't stay in our particular lanes, or we don't stand firmly on our square. And that's all your life's information, everything you've learned, that you're able to speak now. And to articulate in a way, because for me, at the end of the day, if nobody gets anything out of what I try to give, I know one thing that I've done, which is I have provoked a thought. Provoking thought, getting to critical thinking by using what I've been given to use I'm going to make you think. I ain't going to ask you to think. Yeah. What I discuss makes you think because it makes me think. And what makes me think if it don't make sense ain't coming out my mouth before I even mention it because it has to make sense to me. And the more sense it makes, the more challenge I challenge my own thought before I relate it. And this is another reason I've been in my quiet mode right now because the information comes in those moments of silence, of quietness. As they say, silence is golden. Woo! That number comes to 59. 5 plus 9, we back to 14, which is that 5. And Brother Thomas, as you were saying, I wanted to add to that yeah, that's the Hegelian dialect. Problem, reaction, solution. They created a problem called the coronavirus, which was no more than a variation, as they call it, Delta variation. It's a variation of the flu. Same number, different words. So, yeah, they've done all this, created a problem, knowing the public's reaction. Because everything they do before they do it, they always give what's called a test run.
Yes.
They do simulations all over the place. Sometimes we know about it, sometimes we don't. But they've did countless of simulations of a pandemic in different areas all over the world to see how this pans out. So they create a problem, knowing the public's reaction, having the solution already in the background. And we've seen it played out with this plandemic. Plan the problem, knowing the reaction, solution being the vaccine, a.k.a. the shot. And once you get started, oh, you just can't stop. You can't stop. You just can't. That's why the shot, it will continue to be a booster, booster, booster.
Yes.
It ain't
exactly.
Going to stop. It'll never stop.
Yeah.
So, did we have any other callers or did anybody on the line
yes,
want to
no, we have,
add
we have
to
more
the comment?
Calls.
Okay,
we have more
bring
calls.
The callers in. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Miss Kim.
Yes, dear.
Hello, my beautiful.
I want to say God bless you all tonight. You all have just, listen, you all have lit some fires. To God be the glory. What I want to
yes,
say.
Yes, ma'am.
All I want to say is let you all know you're on it. I thank God for everybody that called in. Everything that you said. Everything
yes,
that you said. Use what you got.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Use what you got. You know? Because you've been given
yeah.
whatever it is you need.
That's
what we got to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right on, brother. Right on. God bless you. I just want to throw out one word on my wide world Dota Day celebration. I want y'all to just think and pray about that. That's giving honor where honor is due to our trusted DM. Mm. We'll get back to
okay.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Surely
we'll
will.
We'll do that.
And how are you doing anyway, Ms. Kim? You're sounding good. How are you doing?
I'm blessed, highly favored, and improving.
Right.
Yes, you are.
Right.
You most definitely are.
I learned a whole lot tonight, so that's improvement right there.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes,
yes.
Yes,
it is.
Because kind
is.
Words together as I do by the numbers, just that word improvement is God by number. Improvement is 40. God is 13 is 4. So that's what we do. And when you tie into the word that you're able to give and make those words of God, the living word, and the words that we speak every day right here, right now,
That's why improvement is God. Spirit is God. Absolute is God. Truth is God. When people say ain't no absolute, damn it, if you speaking truth, that's absolute. That's God, baby.
I promise you. And as long as if we're searching for that, we won't have time for the garbage.
That's true.
I had a beautiful conversation with Billy Farnsworth, and what he was saying tonight is what I want on Dry Bones. I want to hear talk about. He said the people talk about the crab in the barrel. Said, but when he went with the Tuskegee Airmen, it was none of that because everybody was lifting everybody up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I want people to hear. That, you know what I'm saying?
And like I said, that's the key that I've been given to get us and help lift us back up. And again, to bring us together, because everything that we've been given in this program of English is to keep us separated. This is why slavery itself started with separating the family, but I don't even want to go there. It's keeping ourselves together, fixing us the way it was intended to be fixed. Because again, the world has always been waiting on this so-called free land of here in America for the black man to rise up. Because when we rise, the world rises, baby, and that's what's happening right now.
It's our time, brother. And as long as we do it in love, ain't nothing going to be able to stop it.
That's the five. That's the key to I got five on it. Because everything that I talk about when I'm on the five, it starts with the code of love. Love is five. Code is five. The game is five. If you don't know the game of love, as they said, love becomes blind, y'all. That's why blind is five. Darn it, it's the same number. They just giving us words and playing with us until we stop being the five called a monkey in the middle. That's why a monkey is always is one of those animals used in an experiment, like a mice. Like mice. Mice is 14 also. And that daggone rat, a lab rat. Lab is that five. And they got us in the lab.
Yeah.
All the time. Because, again.
But
go ahead, family. Yes.
I was invited to the Tuskegee Airmen Convention this year. They were impressed with the recording of God Bless America that I did with the youth from the program. But one of the songs that the Dodie said that played during that time was Straighten Up and Fly Right.
Okay.
And you know who that song is about?
No, I don't know who it's about.
It's about the monkey.
Oh, okay. Oh, great. Okay. Thank you for that history lesson there. I listen to that song in a whole different way now.
Nat King Cole, Straighten Up and Fly Right.
Right.
Straighten Up and Fly Right. Oh, wow.
Yes. I'm going to have to pull that up and listen to it.
Like yes, I am too.
Whole different look now. So, yeah. I remember the song, but it was before my time, so the lyrics aren't locked in like a lot of the lyrics from the 60s and 70s are locked in my head. All you got to do is say a song, and, hey, it's locked in there. Hey, we are the recorders of our own history, so, hey, you got to keep this history going. If we don't teach it, it's going to be lost. That's what we're trying to do right now. So, yeah.
And before I take the next caller, call, I'll be right with you. Miss Kim, did you ever sing with Nat King Cole?
No, darling. I didn't even get a chance to meet him. I worked with Billy Eckstein, and I was supposed to meet him, but we didn't make it that night.
Okay. I just wanted to ask you that before I forgot.
I'm definitely influenced by his music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think a lot of artists were during that time. Tim, are you complete? Did you have anything else that you wanted to say before I moved on?
No, darling, you can move on.
Okay. Thank you, Miss Kim. Area code 843.
Greetings, greet family.
Greetings, family. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I had the part where you were before Antoinette let everybody know there was 4 minutes left. But when the youthful elder came on and dropped that information so softly with that patient hand, I forgot even what I wanted to say besides what I was going to remind you of. You know, because
like
when she said that, it...
Write it down. I always say write it down because we will forget. I don't care how old or how young you are. You know, when your mind starts going and drifting with what's being said, and if you didn't write it down, you're going to forget it, you know.
Yeah.
Go ahead, brother.
That was interesting. No, because, you know, just like it said, if it wasn't for the Tuskegee Airmen, you know, that war would have been lost. You know what I'm saying? There was too many things that was already designed and set up before the war begun on the other side. You know, so if them brothers didn't get those bombers through, you know, it would have been a wrap.
God bless you, darling. And see, people they don't know that and they don't understand it, so they can't appreciate it if they don't understand. You know, and that's what I'm talking about. I'm saying the whole world needs to say thank you. So we
that's
just
right.
went through the pandemic. If you want something to say thank you for, thank God for being alive. And you can thank God for the Tuskegee Airmen who made us be able to be where we are now.
Yes, because they were very
Yeah, and they called us monkeys and werewolves, but yet, you know, I ain't going to say nothing because it can be conflicted, but you talking about a jewel. Y'all talking about an eclipse. I think it's 12 noon. This sounds like a cowboy picture right now. You know, the shootout is always at 12 noon, right, Ed? Oh, man. Wow.
That's it. High noon, they call it. High noon.
Yep. Well, I'm telling you all, there's a daughter in Detroit, Alexander Jefferson, and he turned 100 on his birthday. And I've been trying to reach him, and I haven't been able to get through. But I was talking to Builder Fauntroy. He said, well, you know, he's the Tuskegee Airmen star. And what Patton, he's the first one that Patton rescued in the POW camp.
Oh, wow.
That's a story right there, ain't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh yes.
Now
yes,
we got two suns in the sky.
So I want you all to send out the vibe for us to get him. He's got a book. He's also an artist. They were supposed to be sending me a book. I haven't got it yet, but it's all right. I'm not rushing anything because I know God is saying. We need to hear what he's got to say.
Oh, yeah, that's walking library. No, I was just saying that's the walking library. Yes, we have to get information from our elders so that we can tell our story. We can that the story won't die with our elders. The information won't be lost. You know, this is the time that we're in to get all this information together so that we can organize whatever way we're going to come together. This is just the beginning.
And
this
you know
is
what,
the
Brother
beginning
Eddie?
Because, yes, ma'am.
I don't want to forget it, but he was saying how the segregation that they went through actually made them come together.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because it, when you really see it, the racism and prejudice at that time, you knew the real common enemy, and you knew the only people we had was us. Again, it was us to fix us, and we did it back then. And we not lost that now, but this is why it's coming back to fruition. What comes around goes around. It's coming back. That's why it's called the circle of life. Wow. And the circle of life comes to that five, baby. We still back on the five in the circle of life. So, yeah.
That's two things that I wanted to speak on was the Big Bang Theory that those scientists used to always speak on, because it was really something that they feared. But just like what, you know, youthful elder is speaking to, the real Big Bang Theory, they separated and divided us, but we're coming together, because just like you said, everybody has an intricate piece of the puzzle. The children that are being born or coming forth have information, and we need to listen to them and let them be their way and have their way. And the elders lived it and saw it. I mean, I can remember things back from the 70s and the 80s, but just like what she spoke to, you know, Straighten Up and Fly Right. It's just so many things. Tuskegee Airmen, I mean, so many patents that, you know, came through, you know, our minds and our heads because of necessity, you know. And these are the things that's really, really taking place. Prime example, during this testdemic, they quarantined people, and they gave us just enough time, not just us, but a lot of people. You know what? Things that I'm doing for this job, I can do it for myself, and then all the money comes into my household. So look, and then what happened? As much as they want people on them hamster wheels, people got off the hamster wheels and created their own.
Yeah.
Now, if they're smart enough to create trust in things like that, now it's going to be ancestral wealth. So they won't be able to stop people from making legacy money because of the fact that, you know, everybody's creating their own businesses. Everybody's sweat equity is going into their own home. Just like you were saying, that education begins at home. You get a tax break for your children working in your business. So that even brings back tax dollars back to your home. It's just so many things. And another thing I wanted to speak to was Star Trek. Star Trek, when they used to transport, they transported in a circle, not a square. But yet all the rooms that we live in is a box. They say monkeys in a barrel, which is round. There's no, I've never seen a square barrel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's, you know, so you're right. I never thought about it. Yeah.
Yeah. And the same thing with Christmas, you know. Had children writing letters
yes,
to Santa Claus.
Yep, they didn't
Santa
do it
Claus
through the internet.
Right, and writing, that's right, but that's what I'm saying. Using their own mind, not even sitting there in front of their parents. They would always go do that in private, you know.
Right, yep.
See? It's just so many things that are very simplistic and important. You know, a lot of schools are starting to bring back STEM, which is important, but it's just so many things that's coming back, like you said, full circle, and it's so apropos at this time, you know.
Yeah.
So I just basically wanted to speak to that. And it's unfortunate that Eric's not around to talk about that graphite and graphene that's in those number two pencils, you know, because even that's a part of us, part of the earth and part of the sky, because the sky is more dark than it is light. And that's the same thing that courses through our brain. I mean, our body comes from our brain, melanin, you know, carbon. So I yield right there because I'm just marinating on what you're saying. Even Nat King Cole, how eloquent he sung and spoke. You know, it's just so many things. Yeah, this gravy is good. This sauce is some nice sauce on this meal.
Yeah, and don't forget, even the drums, they're round. The drums are round. you know, because we can't forget the drum call, because that's gone around, you know, gone back to the beginning. You know, that's a full circle.
Again, when we getting on the numbers of the age of Aquarius that we're in, Aquarius being 34, which is a 7, is connected to nature, 7, which is connected directly to the drums, 7. And the drums are used for communications, or better yet, conversation. Because conversation is 7, and the drums have their own conversations that give us
this
the information.
Crazy. My reading says it. This is crazy.
Hello? So, and Brother Ed, yeah, you was on it when you mentioned the Big Bang, because, again, for me to see the whole, the all that it's being given, because even Big Bang, same number, different words, it's the all-seeing. What? All-seeing eye. That's the connection.
Brother
Religion calls the Big Bang I Am in the Bible. The I Am is the Big Bang, because that's where it started from, that Big Bang, that all seeing. Yes, ma'am.
Let there be. What is that?
Let there be. 517. Now, the numbers would be 517, which is a 13. That's God. Let there be. When you look at the numbers of those three words, let there be comes to 13, the 4, comes to God. So,
that's what I mean.
I use all that, even reading the scripture, breaking it down in numbers and see what they're saying or they're not saying, because that's what's been hidden. And that's why, again, I got my way of saying it, because it's a personal relationship we're supposed to have with the Bible, and then, again, fellowship about it, so that what I might be thinking, if I'm a little off, I can be corrected.
I think that was the Big Bang when he said, let there be bang.
That's it. Bang. That's it. That's it. That's why bang is 11. 11 or 2. The 2 is the universe. It was the universe that started the bang. That 2... for us, as above, so below, started with the female. Female is 2. And when the female and male got together, the sexual organs on the female is called vagina, which is 2. The sexual organ on the male is called the penis, which is 2. They get in the middle and make that 2 called the bang, baby. That's why the 2 and the 2 is 4. That's a God force that they're making in the sex, that's basically spiritual energy exchange to bring forth a new life.
New energy.
Yes.
New being.
And it's that God force, because the Trinity, as we know it, our people, is the mother, the father, and the child, which equals 76. 7 plus 6 is 13. Back to God, baby. The 3 into 1. The Trinity in 1. So, yeah. We all have various pieces that, by hearing one another, that word that is now living, we keep it living by sharing the word that vibrates a particular beat that activates and awakens that which is already that God force, that understanding that's already in us. Because
we,
I love it, understanding. What was that, Ms. Kim?
I said predestined before the foundation of the world.
That's it. Yes. I love all this spice. Brother Eddie said, bringing all these different spices to this gumbo.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can I add something?
Here.
Can I add on this? What's that?
Oh, yes, you can, Brother Thomas. Yeah.
Oh, great. Well, let me start with Nat King Cole. He made it rich. He moved to the white area of Los Angeles called Hancock Park. And the white people wasn't too happy about that. So they killed his dog using poison. And they took gasoline to his lawn. And they spelled out the word nigger. Then they lit it on fire. So when he looked out his window, he saw burning in his lawn was the word nigger. And this was a white Jewish community in Los Angeles. Still a white Jewish community to this day. But Nat King Cole dealt with a racism that, you know, few people dealt with. And, of course, his daughter was there while all this was happening, watching it. You know what I'm saying? The other thing I was going to add on to, you talked about school earlier and the pencil, the spelling. They take the spelling out of school. No, kids don't know how to spell the words, you know. Yeah, it's no more spelling classes. There's no more spelling bee. When I went to school, every Friday we got 25 words. And we had to, by Monday, we was going to get a spelling test. You had to spell the word perfectly, of course, using perfect penmanship. You had to write the word in a sentence to show that you had comprehension of the word. And you had to know the definition of the word. It was a three-part for each one of these words, right? Well, my kids have never taken a spelling test a day in their life because, for the most part, by the time they got to, like, the first grade, they got a computer. And the computer spell checks. Spelling out the class. When's the last time you seen a spelling bee? You know? So just think about the gift that Eddie has.
My granddaughter used to have spelling tests. My granddaughter did.
Really? My kids never had them. Well, at least in the New York City system, they didn't have them.
She's still in school. I don't know about now, but because now she's in eighth grade.
We used to get them all the way until the eighth grade, and then, you know, and then by the time you got to high school.
I still got them in high school.
Oh, yeah,
I still got
them
in high
school. What I was trying to add on to it, though, is the gift Eddie has to decipher these words into the numbers. If the kids can't spell the words, they won't be able to get the numbers right, you know?
Yeah,
that's
true.
What you do is you get into a text a teenager and have a conversation with them via text and watch how they spell the words. Watch the grammar they use. Watch all the mistakes they put into the sentence formation. All of that stuff that the computer just corrects for us now. You know, before you can send an email, at least at my job, it goes through not only a spell check, but also a sentence structure check and all that stuff, you know. So, you know, pretty much indicating, you know, you shouldn't have put this word before that word, and you need to put a comma here. All that's done for them is they don't have to do that anymore, you know. So put the proper pronunciation or exclamation point here, or, you know, some of them don't even know to put a question mark at the end of a sentence where you're asking a question, because that's not even a concept that they use anymore. You know, subject, predicate, you know, noun, verb, like, that's all done for them with the computer. They just get into learning the subject matter. The foundation to what you need isn't there anymore. And I noticed the same thing even with the way they teach them how to do math. Like, we learned math. You had to go through all the steps. You had to show them step by step. They teach them strictly the shortcuts now. So if you really broke it down for them, they won't even know how they came up with the answer they got. They just know how to get the answer, but they don't know how to come up with it, you know, the hard way, like how we learned how to do it, you know, where you had to, if you didn't show each step of the process, your teacher was going to take points off, you know, your test or whatever. So it's a lot that they've changed with the learning with my kids. they got their I had the Vicky's iPads first, and then they got laptops, and then they went back to iPads, and now they got Chromebooks. But either way, when they do their homework, it's done on that tablet or that computer. They have a timer so that while they're doing their homework, it's timing them. They got to put an answer there at a certain time. Once they put the answer there, it can't be changed or seen. So I can't check their homework. Like, my mother used to sit down and go over my homework and make sure I did it right. You know what I'm saying? And my mother was a school teacher, too. So I had, it had to be perfect, you know, because I was a reflection of her. So, but either way, I said never have I been able to sit down and check their homework, because once they hit enter, it disappears goes to the teacher, you know. I'll mute my line. Thank y'all. I won't say nothing else.
Yes, thank you, Brother Thomas. I'm sorry.
And,
okay, next caller. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brother Eddie.
No, right quick. They took it out of math and everything out, and it was called Figure It Out. They made sure that you figured out what you were reading, how to comprehend, how to go over the process of finding the answer to math problems. We had to figure it out.
Yeah.
But that's just like in the number scheme of where we're going now, Figure It Out comes to 7. It's 61. And that's what we're doing right now. We're figuring all of this out. Just like they took out of school, this is, as we call it, the school of hard knocks, everyday learning of life, figuring all of this out.
Yeah.
So, and it's part of, as Brother Thomas, thank you for that accolade on this gift that I've been given. Yes, the process of also in teaching this is the process of slowing down and teaching the children how to spell these words. We're showing them. We're giving them metaphysics.
Yes.
We go over it with them so we can go over each letter and number so they can now see. But, again, this is the engagement and actually teaching of spelling each word that we're talking about. We're doing what the teachers don't do anymore, but we should have always been doing and never stopped. But in this process of teaching, we're learning while we're teaching.
Yes.
Because we start to see the connection of what we're doing while we're showing the process to the children. And, again, the engaging that's missing now between human contact and communication is regained again, and something that both parent and child or whoever we're giving this to, it's that give and take, that give and receive, that learning so that they can now teach what they've learned. So it's the whole process helps, again, bring back that connection that we've been so badly missing as not only family but as a people, using something that's bringing us together so that we see the importance, which by the number is 5. So when we see this is important, this holds our interest, interest is 5, we'll really start seeing this code of the game that has been played on us for so long, the confusion, and it's a ball of confusion, family.
Yes, it is.
So we're figuring it out, and I love it that everybody's bringing little pieces and portions to the table of thinking, so the thinking becomes critical again, because they've taken out critical thinking in school. The thinking now is called, what is that called? Brother Thomas, correct me if I'm wrong, but is it race theory? These thinkings of race theory and all, this is what's being pushed now, not critical thinking. Go ahead.
What they teach our kids is deductive reasoning. They teach kids inductive reasoning. Yeah, deductive reasoning, that's how they dumb down black kids. So what they do is they give us multiple choice. So instead of you picking out the best answer, you have to deduct the bad answers to come up with the good answer. You know, they're not they'll give you a A, B, C, D, all of the above. You know, or they'll give you a true and false.
Yeah.
Or they'll have a blank, and you have to go through the multiple choice to fill in the blank. When you go to a white school, you just get the blank. You have to fill it in. You don't get to
you gotta figure it out.
Choices there for you. Yeah, you have to use inductive reasoning, which means you got to ask questions. So you question things. You're teaching them to question and critically think before they put something there. And they teach us don't think. Just look at it and try to figure it out real quick. You know, using what's there, and that's why we are so far behind. Critical race theory is the theory that they've been teaching for the last few years, for the last 30 years. It comes out under this thing called whiteness studies. And anytime you hear white people talk about, they don't call it racism. They call it white privilege. White privilege is part of critical race theory. It teaches white kids that they're not responsible to not take responsibility for the racism, that this is just like something that is happening due to your privilege or due to society. But they're doing it. You know what I'm saying? It's really there to confuse black people. And it teaches white kids how to effectively practice racism without looking like they're racist. You know what I'm saying? So they need to get away with that too. Teach the truth. That's the way you end everything, is to teach the truth.
Yes. Yes, you're absolutely right about that. Well, that's something that we'll have to bring to the table on Friday with the class with Brother Ray on, you know, about the black community. I have to bring that up on Friday with him. I'm going to take the next caller. This seems to be, don't take offense, Brother Thomas, not talking about you, but this seems to be women's night tonight because we have a lot of women calling in, so you know I'm happy about that. But I'm glad you called in, Brother Thomas. And okay.
Yes.
Sister Paris. You know, we normally don't get the women. We always get the men.
Good rising.
Greetings, Mother AZ.
Greetings, family. I'm still watching this star through my trees. Brother Eddie, I'm still here. And Brother Tom, thank you for all of that information. Wow. I even noticed with the young people that come through here in the rehab, the interns, you got to teach them how to add. I mean, you know, like, I'm noticing all of that. Anyway, that's not what I needed to ask. Brother Harris, I don't know why I'm asking this, family, but a friend of mine, she has a drum company there in Peoria or Glendale, Arizona, and she makes drums. She's part Cherokee from Georgia, Atlanta, and she called me the other day, and she said she was invited by the city of Peoria to do 300 drums, to do a drum circle with 300 drums. But get this, one of her invites is for this company that makes bulletproof vests, things for the military, jackets, backpacks, and things of that nature, and it's 125 machines, and she's been invited to bring that amount of drums for the people who are at the machine sewing so they can have a drum circle. And 125. And I'm like, wait a minute, in Peoria. at a company that makes bulletproof jackets and all of this military wear, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, what's up with that? Am I thinking off the out of the, I don't. Why am I thinking to even ask you in the city of Peoria? The first one is 300 drums, and then the second one is at the military factory where they make all of these things for the military and police and everything. What's up with that?
That's
a
good question.
They keep going rogue.
I know.
Well, right quick.
I know.
Right quick,
that's
I would
like
say.
Turn the radio down.
Yeah, some back feed coming in. But right quick, with me that stands out is, and especially when you said, mention the military, what's up with that? Well, like we're saying, being in this age of Aquarius 7 and understanding the conversation of the drum, conversation is 7, drum is 7, energy is 7. They also use the drum for energy for whatever they're trying to do. So all of this is reflective on what they're trying to bring in or what they're trying to push away or radiate, but they're using it as an energy source. So that's what I get right away, because, again, they're using all of the ancient techniques that come from us and using it today. And again, when we see strange places like that, when it's not for the intent for communication and the healing and help of the people, then it's being used for ulterior motives, to put it nicely. So that's what I see right off the bat, the energy from the drum to convey whatever they're trying to convey, dealing with energy. It's all about energy.
Thank
now, we still have background noise.
Thank God. I'll mute Sister. It may be my phone. I apologize.
No, you're fine, Sister Paris. I'm glad you called in. Thank you so much.
Thank God. I'll mute and listen. Thank God. Thank us, Brother Eddie, over there in South Carolina. Thank us, Brother Kwame. And Sister Antoinette, you sound pretty good. And thank us, Miss Kim.
Thank you.
I'm going to mute.
Okay, well, thank you, Sister.
Can I say what just came to me?
Yes, go ahead, Miss Kim.
Each drum will have its own frequency. And I'll just say like this, to catalog the frequency might be.
Pardon me?
Did anybody understand what it said?
I didn't.
To catalog the frequency of the drums.
Yeah.
Once they're cataloged. And once they're cataloged, it can be manipulated.
Okay. Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying with that. So,
that's what just came to me. That's all I know.
Okay. And that's it's right on point, you know. To catalog or to keep data to know each particular frequency of energy that the particular drums give off and resonate. Yes. Yes.
I think they're pretending.
Say that again.
I think they're using it as a. I was watching something when they was talking about the military are trying to recruit. Or priests and certain people to communicate, because, I mean, extraterrestrials been here, and they're here now. So they're trying to, I think they're using it as a mechanism to to pretend to be natives to try to lure certain entities or beings, you know, to summon or whatever for them. I don't trust them. I don't trust the military at all. But it's a lot of weird stuff going on. But that's just what I'm thinking. I'm thinking maybe they're trying to do it after the, like, to disguise as if they're the natives or the aboriginal people. Or maybe they are trying to tap into learning different frequencies, which they are now, because I've been seeing that they've been teaching them how to cast out demons. They've actually been teaching the military. Yeah, they have a sector in the military where they're teaching them to cast demons out. Like, I've been learning myself about how there's a lot of books out here. Most of these books come from these Masonic lodges. Like, they know a lot of this information. But if you don't have power to do certain things, or you're constantly calling these negative deities out, you got to pay the piper.
Yeah.
They're afraid right now. They've been doing all this dark energy work, and they really didn't understand that you don't get no favors out of this. You got to pay the piper. So they thinking they was going, that's what came to me, that they just trying to use this as a mechanism of, we are the people. Listen to our drums. They trying to learn, you know what I'm saying, of how to use these frequencies in their favor. It's not going to work. You can't trick the Most High. You can try.
That's right.
Good luck. But you ain't going to get away with it.
That's right.
That's the art form. Make all 300 of them drums so I can laugh, because I'm so sick of these people. And that's just what came to me. Like, that's what they're using it for. They're using it as a trick. I seen one on TikTok where this military lady, now she was for real. She was cast out a demon of this man that was coming into this restaurant. He was, you know, what people might consider him to be under the influence. First of all, drugs are a psychoactive gateway. Drugs are psychoactive.
Yes, they are.
You don't know which portal you're going to cross into when you're messing with a certain drug. He came in dressed in drag, looking extra retarded, talking crazy, voice changed, and that the lady in her military garment was casting that demon out of him, had him on the ground, balled up. He was, I'm sorry. I'm like, y'all don't understand. She's really, you know, casting this demon out. Like, this is real. But I've seen an article where they were saying they were teaching them to cast these demons out. All these portals they've been opening up. That's why I would tell my children, we don't watch these award shows. We don't participate in none of that. I'm like, you're not allowed to watch certain stuff, because this stuff is to open up portals. With all that attention people get out of these award shows, they constantly opening up portals. These portals are not in your favor. This is all for their underlords. This is all for their reform, their malach, their bow. This is all for them. I try to teach my daughter this stuff because, you know, I know she's going to go to college. I teach her. I tell her, like, it's your choice. But if you join a sorority, fraternity, with all that other stuff, you pay attention. It's not what you think it is. It's nothing but a thing. I don't like the boule. I don't mess with none of these people, because I understand what they were doing. They were all working to be under the safe cloak of their masters. They were all sent to lure the everybody else, all the regular normal citizens, under their thumb to keep you in this fearful but yet safe state of mind. Hey, if we all just come together and do this and do that, we'll be okay. If we all could just march into them in front of the bus and drive going to the back, can't we own a bus company? That's the type of, I be trying to, like, get my daughter to understand, like, don't be in this. Don't fall for this whole, we are the world, we are the children, we got to come together. We do have to come together, but you got to come together with a sound heart. Most of the stuff they're using is just to trick you. It's they still playing chess with us. It's still a chessboard for them.
But you know what the antidote is?
Take this world down.
You know what the antidote is? Just like what Ed said. No. The antidote is asking yourself the question. You got to ask yourself questions about that bull crap. Is it real?
Exactly.
Do these fools know what they're talking about? Have they ever known what they're talking about?
Exactly.
Is there an alternative? What experience do I want to have? Once you get to the point of asking yourself what experience you want to have, they don't matter that much anymore because you're talking to yourself. You ain't talking to them and you're not listening to them. Because all they're trying to do is stay in that big chair.
Exactly. That to hold up that seat. You ain't lying about that.
And it ain't our responsibility to keep them there either, is it?
Nope.
And the word says, if you believe, no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
No.
Big Mama's home.
Word up. Word up.
Yeah, so your friend let me down.
I apologize for interrupting you, but, you know, that's what I tend to do. People start talking about the testemic and all these things that somebody else is doing. I just ask them, well, not for nothing, but what experience would you like to have? What would you like to see happen? Okay, you see it in your mind. You could manifest it. You know, we just got to get used to asking ourselves questions again. What was that y'all was talking about earlier, this individual who was so anal and aggressive or whatever the case may be, and Brother Tut said it's because they can't see themselves. Men usually have that problem. I forgot what the term is right now, probably because I'm a man. I don't think I have that, but
are you talking
know.
About narcissistic narcissism?
Yes.
Oh, narcissist. Yeah, narcissist.
Right.
The actual name, mm-hmm. with actual Greek god or whatever.
Right, but the reality is this. All of these are personalities that were released out of Pandora's box. Out of. See,
yep.
This little light of mine, going back to Big Mama right there, those old songs, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. If you don't you don't hold that light and let it emanate, nobody's going to see it, and it's going to go out. And that's why it's morbid. I just want to say this and I'll be quiet. I remember, I think it was in the 80s. Was it in the 80s, Ed? Ebony came up with the magazine. Ebony had a how could I say it? Let me slow
down. Jet and Ebony?
Yeah, but it had an issue. It had an issue calling black Americans dry longo. You remember that article?
Not offhand.
Okay. You remember Antoinette? Anybody remember?
No, I don't remember that.
Okay, well, basically what they were speaking to, I think it came out in the summertime, too. It was in Ebony. Yeah. What they were speaking to, that we were so depressedly downtrodden about the things that was going on, because just like what's going on now with most of us, we're always talking about what somebody that don't have our best interest at heart is doing. But just like what Sister's saying, just like what Mom is saying, we got to do what we need to do. We've always done that. That's why sometimes I say, like Robin Harris used to say, may your spirit live forever. We baby kids. We don't die. We.
I brought in Brother Ray. Brother Ray is with us as well. Brother Ray?
Well, good evening, everyone.
Hello, Brother Ray. How you doing this evening?
Well, I'm wonderful,
much respect,
my brother
Ray.
Yeah, I just want to just say that the show has been excellent. Brother Eddie, you really pulled it off. And it's part of the organization that we're talking about. You have to, absolutely, positively have to be part of the education system that we're putting together for our people. Like everybody else has for theirs. You know, the Jews got theirs, the Catholics got theirs, and you know what I'm talking about. We need to have ours. And that has to go in because that is the key to education. Those are the things they've taken out of our school system. We're going to put them back. And we're going to open up our own. We're going to finance our own. We're going to do our own. I just wanted to amen everything that was said tonight and everything that you're doing to awaken the giant, the elephant in the room. And then the last thing I want to say is I knew Nat King Cole. I used to go to some of his shows when he would come to Washington. And I knew that song very well. My brother Billy taught me that song. Straighten up and fly right. See, the buzzard took the monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzard tried to throw the monkey off his back. And the monk said, wait a minute, straighten up, Jack. I don't remember the rest
no,
of it.
No, wait a minute, Jack.
I will ask my brother tomorrow. It was tomorrow. But that was the song that we go. We had fun with that one.
Oh, wow.
But
I'm
anyway,
not listening to that song.
Yeah, please do. It's a good one. I think Louis Jordan did as well. So, there was no.
Like
he was
always
been.
Sister Antoinette.
Yes, just a moment, Sister Paz.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Brush.
You're doing an excellent job, brother. Keep up the good work. I hope that all of you were listening on Friday. We got some news for you. And just hope that you participate and not only talk about it, but do something about it, because we need everybody we can get our hands on right now. Things are getting very close,
yeah.
And if we don't get ourselves together and organize ourselves, we'll find out that we're the topic, we're the target. But no weapon formed against
yeah.
us will prosper. We understand that, and we stand up. We'll win. We've already won. We just got to learn how to stand up and accept it. I'm done.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Sister
Paris.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, Sister Paris. Greetings, Brother Ray. I want to know the family. Are you familiar with Boyce Watkins, Dr. Boyce Watkins?
Yes, I am.
I am, yes.
Okay, he had this little brother on who's out of Georgia. I think it's Albany, Georgia. This little young man, his name is King, and he looks just like the brother that created my YouTube video. It's kind of interesting. However, this little child, well, this young man is 22 years old, and he has a school now. Look up Boyce Watkins. I can't send it to you. And it's entitled, Why is Everyone Afraid of This Young Man or this Brother? He's 22 years old, and he's doing some things like it's off the freaking chain. Please, family.
Send it to me on Facebook, Sister Ben.
I can't. My phone won't even let me post right now. I cleaned it, and it still won't let me post. I'll do my best to send it to you in the next day or so. But it's Dr. Boyce Watkins. He's interviewing this little brother out of Georgia by the name of King. Oh my God, that little gentleman is right up your alley, Brother Ray. I'm not kidding you. Oh, thank you. Look him up. Thank us.
Okay, thank you, Sister Paz.
Boyce Watkins.
Yes. Yes, have to look that up.
I was just about to say we on that 11 o'clock hour, and we might be cut off at any time. So yeah, family, get your last little comments, concerns, statements and that you might want to share with the family before they drop us off, because we've got our 3 hours in, and we know at any time they can flip that switch.
And I'm sorry I can't open up anybody else's mind. I can't even play any music or anything now, because it's afterwards. So I'm sorry, y'all. For anybody that wants in now, it's too late. I'm sorry. But I'll start at the top of the line. 773, do you have any closing remarks? Questions or a comment that you'd like to give?
No. Thank you. I enjoyed everybody, especially the people that talked, that was around doing Nat King Cole. That was like amazing. Like I enjoyed that. The speech, when they was talking about the come on, I was just thinking about it. The airmen.
But Nat King Cole.
The Nat King Cole and also the airmen.
The Tuskegee Airmen.
Yes, that too. That's
amazing. Miss Kim and Brother Ray.
Yes, that's beautiful.
That was Kim Weston and Ray Pontroy.
Kim Weston and Ray. I
love this young sister because, again, she's on top of it, and she's that next generation that we need to pass this information, that she will keep on passing the information not only to her children, but again, to different people who are ready to listen, who are open and receptive, because there's no reason to share with somebody with a closed mind and a closed ear. So thank you.
So
we appreciate all of that.
Thank you so much. Erico 415, do you have a question or comment, your closing remarks? If any that you wish to share? Okay, I'll move on. 843, do you have any questions or comments, any closing remarks? 843, I believe that's Brother Eddie. Brother Eddie? Okay. Go ahead.
No, I'm complete. It's just that the beautiful sharing and some of the things that Ed was saying earlier was reminding me of some of the questions that Brother Ray would speak to on his timeline in reference to what are we going to do and what can we do, because it's just that big bang. You know, if a piece of the puzzle is coming together, we just got to be patient, stay vigilant and willing, you know, because it's really all about what we want to do and what about us. You know, it ain't about nobody else. We're the beginning and the end. That's
right.
All.
Yeah, absolutely right. Okay, Miss Kim, you have to, thank you. I'm sorry, Brother Eddie. Did you have anything else that you wanted to add? Forgive me.
No, I just want to say thank us, just like what Maizy always says, because it is about us, and we need to remember that. So that needs to be added to our culture, you know, thank us, because it is about all of us. That's all.
Yes.
Love and light.
Yes. Thank you. Miss Kim?
I had something to say, and I didn't write it down, and I forgot. But God bless everybody.
God bless you, Miss Kim. Okay, Sister Parrish, do you have any questions or comments, any closing remarks?
I'm just grateful that I'm here, that my mother allowed me to come through her gate, Miss Maddie Parrish from Texas, you know, because otherwise I wouldn't have the bounty of all of you and what you bring to my Kitchen Table University over here in Tucson, Arizona at the moment. Thank us. Peace.
No, thank you. Thank you. Brother Ray, do you have any questions or comments, any closing remarks that you want to give?
Well, I just said thank you. I appreciate the program so much tonight. I learned a lot, as I always do. And I thank Brother Eddie for putting the numbers straight for it. And I hope that he will teach the young people to do that. As the sister that called in, it's excellent. And I said, the future is in good hands when you have sisters like that standing up. We got to support them and we got to teach them so they can teach. That's it for me.
Yes, well, thank you. And Brother Ray will be on Friday night at 9 o'clock. And Brother Eddie, you want to give your closing remarks?
Oh, family, y'all, who love, much love, better love together. Y'all done made this brother over here smiling, happy. The energy, the love that everybody gave and shared tonight was one of the best classes that we've had in a while. So
yes,
I appreciate you. with much love and just understanding everyday gratitude. Start every day and end every night with everyday gratitude of positive thoughts, that it's in your attitude coming through your meditation, visualization, and your prayers. In the cosmic air you breathe, these are the things that we come together that we truly believe. With that, family, peace and love into the next class. Much love, better love, and I love you all. Peace.
Antoinette.
Yes, ma'am.
I do want to say this. It's not what I forgot, but with the word,
okay.
The word is sufficient unto itself to bring itself to pass.
Can you repeat that again, Ms. Kim? You were going in
the
and
word,
out.
The word is sufficient unto itself,
yes,
to bring itself to pass.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes. Thank you, Ms. Kim. Well, everyone, I'd like to thank you for being with Eddie and I. I truly, truly appreciate this class. I appreciate you, Brother Eddie, and I appreciate Ms. Kim and Brother Ray and everyone else that joined us tonight. And I'm so grateful that the ladies came tonight and that y'all talked. You know, I appreciate the brothers, but I appreciate the ladies because we normally don't have too many ladies that speak out. So I'm very glad. And, you know, like the sister said earlier, Brother Ray, that he felt, you know, the love and everything. I think him and Miss Kim and Brother Eddie. You know, I mean, but it's just overflowing, and I just thank y'all. I feel so good, so I truly, truly thank y'all. So I look forward to when we do this again next week. Tomorrow night, Brother Vincent will be back with us, and he'll be talking more about his, who he's given honor to. Miss Kim, help me to remember what the man's name is.
Norman Whitfield. Yes, and there's some things that he didn't really deal with, but one of the things that we had a conversation. I got him and Paul Reiser together today, and wish I had been able to take that, because what he was saying basically is that Norman was blackballed, but after being blackballed, he said, "You ain't stopping me."
Well, they didn't stop you that. When they blackballed you. You still continued.
God be the glory.
Yes. Yep, they didn't stop you. We lift every voice. You still continued on, and we're so grateful. And Friday, we'll have Brother Ray be back with us, and we'll be discussing the organization of the black community. I know I didn't say that right, Brother Ray. And Sunday, don't forget Drive Bomb for the Helios Delios. I'm sorry. Someone was saying something. Go ahead.
No, I was saying it was all good. What you just said was fine. We're
good. Oh, okay.
So that, you know, we'll be ready to get ourselves organized and be serious about it.
Yes. Yeah, so with that, Brother Eddie, if you want to give your contact information again, we can say good night.
Yes, you can reach me at eharris12764@gmail.com. And thanks again, reiterating what Sister Antoinette said, this was a great, great class, and I enjoyed every bit of it. Thank you for your participation and sharing your time and space with us. It is greatly appreciated.
Yes, it is. It most definitely is. I can be contacted at Antoinette, Antoinette, 130@comcast.net.
Again, that's Antoinette, Antoinette, 130 at Comcast.net. And with that, y'all, I can say good night, and I hope you'll join me tomorrow. And everyone have a good evening.
Blessings.
Good night. Yes, Ms. Kim.
I just said blessings.
Oh, thank you, Ms. Kim. Okay, y'all. Okay. I'm sorry, I can't play any music. So the only thing I can do is, just say good night. I can't even end it. I don't even see where it says to end it at. But the episode is ended, so we're off now. We're off the air. You know, we're here, but we're off the air. Okay. All right, y'all. Good night.
Night, night. Sleep tight.